Babies born prematurely or with severe medical problems require highly specialized hospital care. Not all hospitals are created equal with this kind of treatment. Anna Gorman with Kaiser Health News reports on one LA hospital's efforts to spread its expertise.
Maria Avalar knows her baby had a tough morning. His cries don't make a sound, but he winces and clutches her finger. Isaac is in the neonatal intensive care unit, and a ventilator helps him breathe. Avalar tries to calm him with a book.
Once upon a time, there were three little pigs who lived in a cozy cottage on the hill.
Isaac was born here at Providence Tarzana Medical Center in May. He was just 24 weeks, a full 4 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 5 ounces.
I could see every single vein in his body. It was very shocking.
Since then, Isaac has been monitored by doctors around the clock at this hospital in the San Fernando Valley. But most of the specialists in this NICU are not from Providence Tarzana. They're from Children's Hospital Los Angeles in Hollywood. They're here because of a partnership designed to improve care for sick kids. Tarzana has a NICU, but like a lot of hospitals, it doesn't have the same level of expertise as Children's. Stephen Chin is a neonatologist with Children's Medical Group.
There's a lot of kids here who really need pediatric care and a higher level of pediatric care. So it was a definite need for the community and an opportunity for Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
In the past, babies as sick as Isaac were often transferred to Children's, up to 45 minutes away. Chin, who's also the medical director of the Providence Tarzana NICU, says that was riskier and didn't make a lot of sense.
You know, it costs a lot of money to send patients to different places. It's not convenient for the families. It separates them and causes hardship for them.
The joint venture between the two hospitals started last year. They share revenue and costs. Doctors from Children's now operate the neonatal and pediatric intensive care units and an inpatient unit for kids. Avalar says she's grateful Isaac could stay at Providence and still see specialists for his heart, stomach, and lungs.
I grew up here, so my doctors are here. Everything is here. For my baby to stay here, that's just wonderful.
Tarzana's CEO says the collaboration with Children's Hospital has led to higher quality care and shorter stays in the NICU. Children's expanded the partnership to Providence Holy Cross and Mission Hills this summer, and Children's doctors will be in the NICU at Providence St. John's in Santa Monica starting in January. Glenn Melnick, a health finance professor at USC, says the partnerships allow patients to stay close to home.
Now, the good news is that it will get highly specialized care in more places.
Similar partnerships are underway in Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Washington State. But Melnick says this trend could have a downside.
I do worry about the fact that there are a limited number of children's specialists. They're going to be spreading themselves thinner.
The doctors from Children's split their time between their hospital and one of the Providence facilities. And because of the partnership, Children's Medical Group is hiring additional neonatologists. Nurse Michelle Lavin manages the NICU at Tarzana. She appreciates that the doctors provide 24/7 coverage.
If something happened in the middle of the night, we had to call and wait for the doctor to come in, and a lot more of it was on the registered nurses and the respiratory therapist to keep the baby stable until the doctor got in here.
The unit has 21 beds, but only 8 babies are at the hospital on this morning. 5-month-old Isaac is the oldest of the group. He's almost 7 pounds now, but he still has a ways to go. A nurse clears his airway.
Baba, are you feeling better?
Avalar says it's been a long haul for her and for Isaac.
He has ups and downs, but he's a strong little baby and he's going to make it.
In this case, Isaac couldn't get everything he needed at Providence Tarzana, despite the partnership with Children's Hospital. Doctors determined he needed a specialized surgical procedure to check his airway. So just before Halloween, Isaac was transferred to Children's. I'm Anna Gorman.